November 23rd through the 29th, Ether chapters 12 through 15. By faith all things are fulfilled. The purpose of this outline is not to prescribe what will happen in class. It is a supplement to, not a replacement for, personal revelation. Let the Spirit guide your personal study and preparation, and then see if the activities in this outline might help class members discover and share the important principles in Ether chapters 12 through 15. Invite sharing. To help class members share what they learned from their personal or family scripture study, you could write on the board phrases like, "I have learned that blank," or "I have a testimony of blank," and "I have experienced blank." Invite class members to share something from Ether chapters 12 through 15 that could complete one of these statements on the board. Teach the doctrine. Ether chapter 12 verses 2 through 22. We will receive a witness of truth as we exercise faith in Jesus Christ. To help class members ponder what it means to exercise faith in Jesus Christ, you could ask them what images or words come to mind when they hear the word exercise. You might even look the word up in a dictionary. What effect does physical exercise have on our bodies? How can we apply this principle to faith? In what ways can we exercise faith in Christ? Class members could search Ether chapter 12 verses 2 through 22 and discuss how the people mentioned in these verses exercised faith. How can we follow their examples? According to these verses, what are the results of exercising faith in Jesus Christ? The examples of faith in Ether chapter 12 verses 7 through 22 provide a good review for inspiring stories you've studied together in the Book of Mormon. Perhaps class members could share other examples of faith and what they learned from them. Others can be found in Hebrews chapter 11. They could also share faithful examples from their family history or their own lives. How have these examples strengthened their faith in Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father? Ether chapter 12 is full of insights and truths about faith. Class members could find verses in this chapter that teach them about faith. They could then write on the board what they discover. Ether chapter 12, verses 1 through 9, verse 28, and verse 32. Faith leads to hope for a better world. Can someone in your class describe why an anchor is important to a boat? You could show a picture of a boat and an anchor, or draw one on the board, and discuss what would happen to a boat that has no anchor. What happens to us when we have no hope? Class members could then read Ether chapter 12, verse 4, and talk about how hope is like an anchor to our souls. They could also read Ether chapter 12, verses 1 through 9, verse 28, and verse 32, and share insights they gain about hope. What should we hope for? See Ether chapter 12, verse 4, Moroni chapter 7, verse 41. See also John chapter 16, verse 33. Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 29. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, weak things can become strong. To help class members personalize the truths Moroni learned about weakness and strength in Ether 12, you could invite class members to think of someone who may be feeling discouraged because of their weaknesses. Then encourage class members to search Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 29, to find messages that could help that person. If Moroni were here today, what might he say to encourage him or her? Class members could also share experiences from their own lives when the Savior has helped weak things become strong unto them. See Ether 12, 27. How is this change different from self-improvement efforts that a person might make without relying on the Savior? For more on this topic, see the statement by President Henry B. Eyring in Additional Resources. Moroni's experience is one of many in the Scriptures that show how the Savior's grace can turn our weaknesses into strengths. It might be helpful to divide the class into groups, assign each group to pick someone in the Scriptures who had a weakness, and discuss how the Lord made that person strong. Some examples are suggested in Additional Resources. You might also suggest that class members review the definition of grace in the Bible Dictionary or True to the Faith, pages 77 and 78. How do the scriptural examples they studied illustrate the power of the Savior's grace? How do we invite this power into our lives? It's common to compare our weaknesses to another's perceived strengths. Even Moroni felt he compared unfavorably to the brother of Jared. See Ether chapter 12, verse 24. Why is it dangerous to compare ourselves to others? According to Ether chapter 12, verses 26 and 27, how does the Lord want us to see our weakness? See also the statement by President Henry B. Eyring in Additional Resources. How does he want us to see the weakness of others? See Ether chapter 12, verse 26. Ether chapters 13 through 15. Rejecting the prophets brings spiritual danger. Given the important truths taught in Ether chapter 12, you may not choose to spend a lot of time in class on chapters 13 through 15. However, it may be useful to ask a class member to briefly summarize what happens in these chapters. To help class members find meaningful messages in this account, you could ask them to complete the phrase, "Thus we see," with a lesson they learn from the fall of the Jaredites. How was their fall similar to the fall of the Nephites? See, for example, Ether chapter 15, verse 19, and Moroni chapter 8, verse 28. What does the Lord want us to learn from these accounts? And what can we do to avoid the fate of the Jaredites? Class members could also review how the end of the book of Ether connects with Omni chapter 1, verses 19 through 22, Mosiah chapter 8, verse 8, and Mosiah chapter 28, verses 11 through 18. Encourage learning at home. Next week, class members will start studying the book of Moroni. They might find it interesting to know that Moroni had not originally planned to write anything more after the book of Ether, but he remained alive longer than he expected. This week, they will begin reading the last messages that Moroni was inspired to write before he died. Additional resources. Spiritual progress requires seeing our weaknesses. President Henry B. Eyring, commenting on Ether chapter 12, verse 27, taught, quote, "Moroni said that when he heard these words, he was comforted." See Ether chapter 12, verse 29. They can be a comfort to all of us. Those who do not see their weaknesses do not progress. Your awareness of your weakness is a blessing, as it helps you remain humble and keeps you turning to the Savior. The Spirit not only comforts you, but He is also the agent by which the atonement works a change in your very nature. Then weak things become strong. End quote. From My Peace I Leave With You, Ensign Orleahona, May 2017. Examples. The weak are made strong. Enoch. See Moses chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, and chapter 7, verse 13. Moses. See Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, and chapter 14, verse 31. Gideon. See Judges chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, and chapter 8, verses 22 and 23. Peter. See Luke chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, chapter 22, verses 55 through 62, and Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 21. Moroni. See Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 29. Joseph Smith. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 28. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 35, verse 17, and section 135, verse 3. Improving our teaching. Teach the why. Quote, "Sometimes learners, especially youth, wonder how gospel principles relate to them, or why they should obey certain commandments. However, if they understand Heavenly Father's eternal plan for the happiness of His children, the reasons for gospel principles and commandments become clearer, and the motivation to obey increases." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 20.